I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to a Score North podcast right now, and if you're a business owner, so are your customers. In fact, I could be talking about your business right now, telling the tens of thousands of loyal fans about you and sending them to your business. Find out how you can partner with your favorite Score North podcast. Visit scorenorth.com now and enter keyword partner. Fill out the form, and we'll get in touch with you quickly. Once Phil, Judd, Declan, or others start talking about your company, you'll be amazed at how many fans start showing up. So visit scorenorth.com now and enter keyword partner.
Purple Daily is daily Vikings entertainment. We just want the Vikings to win a Super Bowl before we die.
I will ride with this group.
Seriously, man. Please.
And away we go.
Yes. And a happy draft eve to all of you who celebrate. And if you are consuming this podcast, oh, you celebrate.
I was going to say, who doesn't celebrate? Amen. Oh.
And we have Write That Down predictions, our final predictions, which we do this every Wednesday. If you're new to the show, maybe you just discovered this. You're just in search of Vikings content.
Write this down.
Welcome into the club here. This is Purple Daily, one of the top football podcasts in America, according to the Apple Chartables, on a pretty regular basis in that top 15, top 10 mix. We appreciate you guys, but yeah, we have a huge week planned here. Obviously, write that down right now. We have our guy Randy in Cottage Grove on a separate episode today, who has a 7-round mock. He was DMing me some incoherent thoughts.
Excuse me?
I don't know if he had a beverage in him or what, but
we haven't heard from Randy in ages, so I'm excited just to hear from him.
Not since the season kind of went off the rails. And then obviously the draft party at the Fillmore tomorrow night. It's sold out, but it will stream live on the Purple Daily YouTube channel at 7 o'clock. Shortly before 7 o'clock, we'll start to populate the room there. A couple of notes on that before we get started with our predictions and some juicy quarterback watch speculation and reporting coming in here. This is like the 36-hour window, Judd, right? Where things start to come out a little more truthfully, don't you think?
Yeah, and it's glorious. It's absolutely glorious because there's just so much right now. There's so much flying around, and some of it's true.
Yes.
Some of it might be more smoke screens, but yeah, I do agree.
So on the draft party, a couple things. Our friends at Popcorn are sponsoring the flags. So everyone's going to get a flag, a Judd Zolgad Sports Dad flag when you show up. The VIPs are going to get a popcorn sample bag, so we appreciate them for that. Element Hotel, if you have maybe yet to book a hotel, if you're staying locally or if you're driving in from the suburbs or coming in from out of town and you want a hotel room, Element Hotel right above the Fillmore, 15% room rate discount for all Purple Daily draft attendees. Scornorth.com/hotel. Scornorth.com/hotel to get your discounted hotel rate. And then on Friday, because we're just looking for any opportunity to hang out with you guys, and I say that with all sincerity. This isn't insincere Judd speaking. We want to hang out with you as much as possible Thursday and Friday.
Take a shot at me for that. I'm excited about Friday.
I met a guy at the Twins game yesterday, or no, 2 days ago, and I'm pulling the Judd already. He introduced himself. We talked for like 30 seconds. Then I said the wrong names. We said goodbye.
Oh, no, dude. Did he correct you?
I'm becoming my sports dad. I'm forgetting the names.
It happens.
Did he correct you?
I think so, yeah. I think it was Brad. I don't remember.
You called him. No, you know what? You tried.
I tried.
So on Friday, we have a Purple Daily Day 2 happy hour at 3 Jack in Minneapolis from 3 to 5 o'clock. It's a free cover to get in, and they have amazing food. You can reserve a golf simulator bay if you want to. You can call ahead. We do ask that you go to scorenorth.com/happyhour and register, because we only have space for 200 people, so we'd like to have at least a head count and just make sure that you can get in if it fills up. So scorenorth.com/happyhour for that. And yeah, enjoy Three Jack's new spring happy hour menu. Hang out with us, recap day one. So we're looking forward to it. We'll talk about our friends at Quick Trip a little bit later in the show. We appreciate them. But gentlemen, let's explain how this works. It's Write That Down. Every single week, we're the only show in America that actually puts statistics next to our predictions. We do it on this show and on Minnesota Sports with Mackie and Judd and the Score North YouTube channel. Three Vikings or football-related predictions from everybody each week. They must be quantifiable. We keep track of completion percentage and touchdowns. And listeners, if you want to participate, you can send a message to Declan through the Score North app. There's a feedback tab. We'll get you scheduled like we did Matt, who's going to join us for his Write That Down debut in just a moment. So in the absence of things coming off the board, because it's kind of a dead period right before the draft.
Wait till next week.
Yeah, next week's
going to be. Next week's accountability session is going to just really separate the men from the boys.
Exactly. A lot of draft stuff coming off the board. So in the absence of things coming off the board, we will highlight things that are still on the board. So, Judd, you said at one point Bill Belichick will be coaching or an executive in 2024, but not with the Patriots. We're going to leave this on the board. But the interesting thing is he's going to be part of Pat McAfee's live stream on YouTube tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Yep. And he was I believe, already hired by Peyton Manning's Omaha Productions.
Yep.
So, yeah, I think he wanted to be in the league. Interestingly enough, I don't think the league, at least for 2024, wanted him. So, unfortunately, I think this is going to come off the board as a strike, but it's not for Bill not trying, at least.
Is he going to be an interesting media personality? That's the question.
He was like a darling with McAfee on last week. Like, he wasn't the, oh, crusty Bill Belichick. Like, he was fun. Maybe he's got a sense of humor.
Yeah, well, he can just, like, he's got to bring some energy if he's going to be a media person. He can't just sit there and be monotone and tell stories like this.
Did you guys see him when he was involved in the NFL Network's rundown? I think it was the top 100 plays of all time or something. He was fantastic.
Top 100 players. He was talking about, like, Lawrence Taylor. And
he was outstanding. Like he's sort of got a little bit of that Tom Kelly, where he might not be the most, like, outspoken guy, but his knowledge runs so deep, and his stories are good, and he's never told most of these stories because he didn't want us to know he had a personality.
Okay, I have nothing off the board, but I did at one point say Justin Jefferson will not have a new contract with the Vikings day one of training camp. Mm-hmm. I still think that's the next deadline.
Yeah.
I think the next action point is training camp. He doesn't need to go to, like, the OTAs and... Now, building chemistry with the new quarterback that they draft and Sam Darnold is important.
There will be a lot of panic if your prediction comes true. Because at that point in time, it's going to be like, what the hell?
Like, would he ever skip the Vikings workouts, but then meet up with Sam Darnold or Drake May or somebody down in Louisiana or Florida or somewhere?
Oh, yeah. He'll do some stuff like that. I think, I don't know if he'll do it with, like, Sam Darnold, but I mean, he'll post, you know, those workouts where he's
no, but I mean, like, building, like, with chemistry the with the quarterback.
Yeah. I don't know about that. And yeah, what, so here's my question though, is if they get to this point and the Vikings are willing to pay him, you know, are they not, as Florio wrote months ago now, are they not guaranteeing the contract? Is that the problem? So I think if your prediction is true, there will be a panic.
Yeah, I think you're right. Okay, listeners, Tony said nothing off the board, so we'll highlight something still on the board. By the start of the 2025 season, Kwesi and KOC will both not be with the Vikings.
Mm. He should have severed. He should have made that and or.
I mean, what would have to happen for both of those guys after this season to get blown out?
I think KOC, I mean, if you go back to... In fact, I think it came out today, but she teased it on Monday morning. The Diana Russini report basically saying there's 5 GMs that need to get this draft right or else they are on the chopping block. And I'll give you a little. And she said, I'll give you one name, crazy.
Yeah. But you're not going to know if you got the draft right in time for the start of the 2025 season, are you?
But what if KOC is, but what if he doesn't trade up, for instance, and KOC, it feels like this is the first time that there's reports out there that they aren't a package deal.
Yeah, something, I agree with that.
Something weird something slightly weird is going on here.
And then Declan had one that did come off the board actually a couple weeks ago behind on my American
Idol make it?
Season 47. Blake Prohl, you said, will be among the top five finalists this season of American Idol. Of American Idol.
What happened?
So he got bounced with like 20 or 25 contestants remaining.
Oh, damn, really? Okay.
Yeah, he came nowhere close to the top five.
I saw tweets about it.
Stick to football, Blake.
No, actually, I won't because my pop culture predictions are what carries me.
Blake, stick to football.
Blake? Well, I don't know if Blake should stick to football either. I don't know if that really worked out for him. I don't think either of those things really work out.
Maybe
for,
he needs to find a third
professional. Yeah, I think maybe a third professional would work.
They used a week promoting him, too. Like, for a week, it's like this former football player. And then they bounced him? The audacity.
And I think it's the audience, isn't it? Don't the voters?
I'm not sure what the format is.
I'm going to bow out right here. I have no idea.
I used to gamble on American Idol like 18 years ago. I used to play Fantasy American Idol.
Oh my God.
Everyone puts in like $100.
I mean, is that where your love of Daughtry started?
Well, my love of Daughtry started before I started gambling on American Idol, where I was just watching American Idol. As a fan of American Idol.
Just a quick question here, an aside. Does gambling on American Idol border on the beginning of a degenerate path?
Well, I mean, I'm not like in jail or anything.
Was there a point where you stopped yourself and thought, Phil, you know, this might be going too far?
I mean, 18 years ago when I was sitting in college classes playing online poker, four tabling, multi-table sit and goes in the back of a journalism class while also thinking about my American Idol picks for the night. Yeah, that might have.
The only shame of that is you paid for that college experience.
I didn't, actually. My grandmother paid for a chunk of it. Thank you, Grandma Violet. Nice. Privileged Phil Mackey, I guess. But here are the 2024 statistics. I'm leading with a 43.8 completion percentage. Declan, 41.7. Listeners, 40%. Judd, 33%. These are all going to change drastically after we get draft predictions coming off the board. And all of us have one touchdown piece. For career stats, Declan, 36.3% completions. Judd, 35.1%. I'm at 33.5%. Listeners, 22.9%. I have the most touchdowns with 47, but you guys are pretty close. Declan with 42, listeners with 40, Judd with 34. No, you're not really close.
I'm not really close.
Declan's close with 42.
You had a nice,
don't condescend to me.
You had a nice surge, though, Judd, like at the end of the football season. You had, like, I feel like, five or six touchdown passes in, like, a very short amount of time. So.
And now I'm back to checking down.
Mm-hmm. I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
But we'll see. We'll see what happens with draft predictions coming off the board. Let's get our guy Matt in here making his debut. On Write That Down. Matt, what's going on, man?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me. Merry Purple Christmas Eve to all who celebrate it.
Yeah.
Exciting time of year. I know there's a quarterback under that tree. I just can't quite see what's in the package. So
I don't know about you guys, but my alarm went off this morning, and it sounded like this. And I jumped out of bed.
As long as it's not a Knicks, as long as it's not a Knicks, I'm okay.
If you unwrap a Bo Nix under the tree,
if they're like,
that's your lump of coal.
Yeah, here it is. And I'm like, it's a Bo Nix. You know, when your parents occasionally got you that one gift that they thought you'd be excited about and you were ambivalent and you could tell it sort of hurt
that
them?
Sweater vest, that Argyle sweater vest.
We were like a big birthday crit because my birthday is like 10 days before Christmas. So like my family, like birthday lists were a big deal, but also like because mine was really close to Christmas, mine was just like an all encompassing list of like, if I didn't get it for my birthday, well, it's probably gonna be carrying over to Christmas, which was like a great little plan there by me. But then there are still times where like I got something Christmas. Like I got an awesome foosball table one year for Christmas from Santa.
Like a full foosball table?
And I was not planning for that foosball table. It wasn't on my list, but I got a foosball table. Are you kidding me? I was jacked. Wasn't even on the list, but I was super excited.
Yeah. Foosball? I don't know. I feel like...
I liked it as a kid. As an adult, couldn't pay me to play foosball.
Kind of overrated. Yeah.
As a kid, I loved it. But as an adult...
It was great.
No.
Yeah. It's like you're getting jabbed in the stomach sometimes when you're...
That's no joke. No, I don't do foosball.
I should probably do some sit-ups, which is why I'm getting jabbed.
I'd do it if I could now. I feel like it's dead.
Foosball?
I might be wrong, but I feel like I don't see it much.
You don't see him. Yeah, you don't see him very many places. Anyhow, Matt, when did you become a Vikings fan? Tell us your Vikings fan background.
Yeah, I'd say I've basically bled purple since I can remember. You know, probably the first fuzzy memories are that 87 playoff run.
Wow.
Just pasting San Francisco, which I felt like was a pretty big upset. That team, I mean, if you look at it, they were loaded.
Yeah, they were in the middle of a dynasty.
Huge. Yeah, I mean, you had Joe Montana with, Steve Young backing him up, Jerry Rice, like Roger Craig. I mean, come on. That was just absurd.
It would be like if the Vikings and Patriots played in the same conference in like 15 years ago or 20 years ago, beating the Patriots in a playoff game in New England, right? Because that game was in San Francisco, wasn't it?
Anthony Carter game.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Beat the brakes off them. And so I thought, you know, hey, Twins are coming off a World Series. This is destiny, baby. Like, I'm 7 years old, but all we do is win, right? Then, you know, Washington happens and... That's a good indoctrination to life as a Vikings fan.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're kind of like a lot of the fans that come on, we either have the old school fans who became fans in the 70s, and then you've got like the 98 group of fans, then the 09, the younger group of fans. And you're in that like almost that like Gen X generation of Vikings fan that grew up kind of watching the Jerry Burns 80s teams and then getting into the 90s.
I will say, I mean, the other cool memory I had was I was about 19, living in Minneapolis, and the Star Trib runs this ad for $99 a seat, season tickets. And I was like, this can't be true. So I go to the Metrodome. Oh, yeah. Very last row of the upper deck. But I had season tickets for the entirety of the Moss Culpeper era as well, which was just amazing to see live. So,
wow. $99.
Well, and for football, that's not like the worst thing. Like you're high up, but you can see plays develop. I mean, it's like
the all 22 angle. Yeah, it's pretty not much, bad. Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
One of my favorite things, actually, you'd see if you got the football sound already, anytime they'd go single high safety and you'd see Moss split out, it did not matter. Like Culpepper would just give him a look. And I'd just stand up and start clapping because I knew a home run ball was up.
Single high safety. This is a touchdown. Yep. Right? You know what play right here.
The defensive coordinators of those teams should have been immediately fired.
I thought that too.
Yeah, but you can't just go too high safety because then Chris Carter underneath is going to carve you up for 10 catches, 125 yards. You know, pick your poison.
At least it's shallow.
Well, pick your poison until the playoffs, and then clearly the Vikings will just ingest their own poison.
Wow.
That era. It's true. I mean, we all live through it. So, okay, we're going to start with Matt. We're going to go Matt, Judd, Declan, back to me. We'll make three trips around the room. Matt, you're first out of the gate, man. Football related and quantifiable or show related is the other parameter. So go ahead.
All right, guys. I apologize for anybody rooting for that completion percentage title because I'm out here Todd Bauman. I'm chucking touchdowns.
Go ask him.
My first three item parlay is probably
go Bison too, by the way.
Yeah. My one beef with the Vikings off season. I believe, write this down, that Aaron Jones will appear in 10 or fewer games in 2024. I believe the Vikings as a team will finish in the bottom half of the league in rushing touchdowns. And I believe the Vikings as a team will finish in the bottom half of the league in rushing yards.
Sorry, my mic was off. Which, by the way, could still be an improvement on last year's running game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if Aaron Jones comes back late in the season, as he did with the Packers, and the Vikings make the playoffs, It's all about the timing, Matt. It's all about the timing.
Yeah, you know, we might only need 10 games from Aaron Jones. If Ty Chandler can play well, maybe they draft somebody.
Write this down.
See what happens. Okay, Judd?
All right, I am going to go to tomorrow night and officially put this on the record. There will be six quarterbacks taken in the first round.
Oh.
It's going to be six deep. So Williams, Daniels, May, McCarthy, Penix, and Nix will go in the first round.
Exactly six?
There will be exactly six.
Okay. Exactly. I hope Spencer Rattler goes 32nd.
Got to be hilarious if he did. I'll melt down.
The Rams trade back in. Get that fifth-year option on their successor to Sam.
But I think there's going to be teams that just start. I think there's – once the run starts, I think it might get very desperate.
First six picks in a row? Wouldn't that be crazy?
Write this down. Giants. There's a rumor the Giants might take Penix at six now. They won't.
At six? Or could six. See, they should be trading back, I feel like, if they're going to do that.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yes, they should.
Seems like a little bit of a desperate move. Okay, Declan.
All right, I'm going to hedge a little bit because I have another prediction on the board that is kind of the opposite of this, but write this down. The first three picks in the NFL draft will be in this order in terms of players. Caleb Williams, one. Jaden Daniels, two. Drake May, three.
Okay. Exactly. Those are slots. Could be any teams, but those are the
correct
slots.
One, two, three. It'll be Caleb, one. Jaden Daniels, two. Drake May, three. Exact order. Those will be the first three picks in the NFL draft. I have another prediction from like months ago that it wouldn't be chalk for the first three picks among quarterbacks. So
we're hedging here.
We're hedging a little bit. Yep.
Okay, write this down. The spirit of this prediction is, I think tomorrow you're going to get like Vikings news before the draft. Like something, they're either going to make a trade and it's going to happen before the draft, or there's going to be some really heavy steam that comes out about like Vikings are aggressively on the phone with. So this isn't going to be a touchdown prediction, but I'm just going to say Adam Schefter will tweet something about the Vikings on Thursday before the draft starts. So Adam Schefter will tweet something about the Vikings before the draft starts. Write it down.
Specifically, just to be clear, specifically related to the draft or anything?
Could be anything.
Okay.
I'll leave my options open. Hey, if they land a Jefferson extension or something, I'll take that loophole. He doesn't have to say Vikings, but if it's Kevin O'Connell or if it's you'll know it when you see it. He's going to tweet something about the Vikings tomorrow before the draft starts.
Got it.
Write it down. Okay.
Write this down.
Back to Matt.
All right. We're going to take things in a more positive direction here. So write this three-item parlay down. The Minnesota Vikings defense will finish top 10 in blitz rate in 2024. The Brian Flores defense will finish top 10 in scoring defense in 2024. And on the back of that defense, the Minnesota Vikings will hit their win total over in 2024. And I'm showing that as 6.5 now. So maybe
we're locking it in.
Yeah. Call it seven wins, but put the asterisk. I'm making this call before we've got Justin Herbert. So,
yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, because that number is going up to at least 8.5 once Adam Schefter tweets about that trade before the draft starts tomorrow.
Yeah, that's right.
Crazy. Matt and I are going to be high-fiving and celebrating when that tweet comes out.
I think Matt's take on the defense is spot on. I think it's going to go from being awful 2 years ago to really respectable to really good.
And by the way, if that happens, the over is a lock. Regardless of who the quarterback is, you're getting to it. If you have a top 10 scoring defense, you're getting to at least seven wins, even if Sam Darnold starts for 17 games.
Write this down. Mm-hmm.
So, okay, we're back to Judd here.
Tomorrow night, Alabama edge rusher Dallas Turner will be the first defensive player off the board. I think it's going to take some time. I think it's interesting because there's a lot of defensive talent, but with the amount of quarterbacks out there, the receivers out there, Joe Alt, I think it might take some time to get to it. But when we do get to it, it will be Turner going first as far as defensive picks go.
So there's like, I think Turner's pretty common, but we've also seen a couple of the other edge rushers in the mix, like Jared Verse.
It's not clear cut.
Yeah.
You're right.
there's a defensive tackle or two that are kind of flirting in that area. Okay.
Write this down.
Okay, write this down. I believe I have not made this prediction. I've been keeping track of all my draft ones, but write it down. The Vikings will draft at least one running back in this year's draft.
Okay.
They will draft at least one running back in this year's draft. I don't see them drafting two, but I'm not getting burned for that. So they will draft at least one running back in this year's draft.
It is hilarious because in our mock draft simulations with like Forno yesterday, he killed it. And then we've been doing them with Thor. Those guys get me so excited for like sixth round running backs from Monmouth or wherever. Oh, here's a guy. Now here's a guy from Dylan Tulane Bobby, or yep. whatever. Like, oh, this guy was a backup at Louisville, but this is why he's going to be amazing. Yep. And I'm not mocking those guys. I'm just like, I get excited just hearing about, pick up blitzes. Here we go. Okay. Back to me here. Write this down.
Write this down.
So where do I go here? Let's go with this one. Did you guys hear Jerry Jones' super weird press conference? I think it was yesterday.
Saw a couple tweets about it. I didn't listen or watch it.
He was asked about Dak Prescott, and he was like, "Oh yeah, we want Dak Prescott here. Dak Prescott's our guy." And then a reporter followed up with the logical question: "Then, well, why weren't you more aggressive in redoing his contract before free agency so you could bring players in to help you?" And he just got super weird and cryptic, and he was like, "We need to see more cards on the table. We need to see more." He started like, "We need to see this play out. More cards on the table." And everyone's like, "Okay, did you take your meds this morning?"
Yeah, I was going to say, Jerry's not young.
So here's my prediction. I think the Dallas Cowboys draft a quarterback this year. Sure. The Dallas Cowboys will draft a quarterback this year. Off the record, would it shock you if they made some move? Do they have a first-round pick? Are they late first?
If they made a move for
a Michael Penix or something,
I wouldn't
and just said,
all if they
screw this whole Dak Prescott situation. So keep an eye on Jerry Jones.
The good thing about Jerry is he talks a lot still. I don't know how much control he has. His kid, Steven, sort of became the de facto GM. Mm-hmm. And because it was Jerry who desperately wanted them to take Manziel. Yeah. And I think Steven got in the middle of the tracks and it's like, we ain't doing that, which turned out to be the exact right call. So like Jerry, I think he's allowed to talk, but I think they stick him back as the crazy uncle in the basement after that.
just okay. We're just going to, it's nap time now.
Okay, Jerry, thanks a lot.
Put you over here.
Thanks a lot. Yeah.
Lie down.
More cards. That's right, Dad. We need to see more cards.
More cards. Okay. Back to Matt for your third and final prediction.
All right. You know, I feel like traditionally the Vikings have been the George Costanza of football franchises. Even when it's going right, you know it's going to blow up.
Mm-hmm.
But there was one little stretch where George said to himself, hey, if every instinct I've ever had is wrong, then if I do the opposite, it's going to be right. And I feel like the Vikings have kind of hit opposite George mode. So get your flag ready, Judd. We're going to write this down. The Vikings will acquire an additional quarterback, and I'll say by August 1st in case something needs a little time to work out. And quarterback X will deliver the first Lombardi Trophy to the Minnesota Vikings.
Whoa.
Franchise.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Okay, so to unpack this, the word acquire, so you're leaving room, so between now and August 1st, the Vikings will draft or acquire in some other way.
Correct.
A quarterback that will deliver them their first Super Bowl championship.
Yeah, I mean, basically. I
know. So Sam Darnold doesn't count.
So
but
Justin
anyone
Herbert,
else that would come
Justin
up.
Justin Herbert will lead the Vikings to a Super Bowl championship.
But it could be a draft pick, too. I mean, basically where I'm going, and Judd kind of hit on this last week, we're not used to this situation where, you know, in this case, all the quarterbacks in this class want to come here. We're kind of the attractive one now. And if you look at it, we've got the holy trinity of organizational stability. We have supportive ownership. We have a great front office that's beyond crazy. That's Rob Brzezinski. It's the training staff. It's the scouting department. Mm-hmm.
They build good competitive rosters.
Yeah. Yep. You've got an offensive minded quarterback centric head coach. We have never had this lineup so perfectly, in my life as a Vikings fan. And so I'm putting my money where my mouth is.
Let's go. And I think we talked about this before the show, so I'll bring it up on the show. I was watching Get Up on ESPN this morning, and they were just going through all sorts of different. They talked about the Timberwolves for like 22 seconds, and then they moved into NFL draft stuff. And at one point, Mike Greenberg calls for a graphic from ESPN Bet. And and he said, you know, this is, we have not talked about this on the show. This seems crazy and implausible. But several weeks ago, and they put the graphic up, the Chargers odds to draft a quarterback at number 5 were 100-1. And this morning, the Chargers odds to draft a quarterback at number 5 are 6-1. And so then they bring Schefter on board, and Schefter says, just to clarify, is it the odds for a quarterback being selected at 5, or is it the odds for the Chargers to draft a quarterback specifically at 5? And Greenberg clarified, no, it's the Chargers. The odds to draft a quarterback at 5 have gone from 100-1 to 6-1.
Adam, the graphic says the Los Angeles Chargers.
Well, he's clarifying with his sources.
I know, but he's a killjoy of reckless speculation. And
he then looked into the camera and said, this is absurd. There is zero chance on God's green earth that Grinch. The Chargers draft a quarterback.
Thanks, Draft Grinch.
But if that's the case, why would odds makers in Las Vegas move that from 100-1 to 6-1? And don't give me that it's because of the CTESPN tweet alone, right? There's got to be some information being traded behind the scenes that makes it fairly likely that the Chargers are looking at quarterbacks at 5. It's interesting at the very least.
Well, and you got McCarthy sitting there. And if Harbaugh really feels about, I mean, everyone says, well, Harbaugh saying that to get, but I think he likes the dude. I think he likes him a lot.
Loves him.
And he's a quarterback guy. So what if he's decided, and I mean, it sounds crazy because I wouldn't have thought this when he was hired, but what if he's decided, you know, I like Justin, but JJ's my guy. And Harbaugh is an eccentric of eccentrics.
It has to be a post June 1st processed trade. Cause mathematically the cap hits cannot work if they do it before June 1st. But that's only a month away.
Yeah.
You could agree on something and then process it in a month.
I mean, it's juicy. Let's be upfront about this. Incredibly juicy. And you know, the Draft Grinch Schefter, he can just go away right now. I don't need that.
They even said, they're like, well, we had the segment plan, and then Schefter just poured cold water on it.
How many segments on that show, which by the way, I love, how many segments has our guy Greeny been shot down by Killjoys?
Well, that's why he doesn't bring in the reporters usually for those segments. He just does it with like Ryan Clark. But I think it was Monday's show. He did use reckless speculation. He said, this is just me speculating recklessly, which remember, he literally asked us like 4 years ago. I love that phrase. Can I borrow that for Get Up? So anytime you hear Mike Greenberg say reckless speculation on Get Up, that was born when he came on our show as a guest. We're very, very proud to help produce.
And he tried it. Well, I think the first time he actually tried that after he appeared on our show, like, was it 3 former players or, and one,
and they were like, this is dumb. What is this?
Stupid. I don't want to do this.
Yeah. Now look at him. So anyways, Matt, great stuff. Great predictions, swinging for the fences, throwing the ball down the field. Is there anyone in your life that you'd like to thank that helped you get to this pinnacle moment on Purple Daily?
Yeah, a couple shout outs. One to my dad, who just, you know, he was my Vikings guy growing up, brought me into the fold. He passed away about a week before the Buffalo game in 22. So it's kind of a weird time of year. I mean, this is when I'd be talking draft with him. So shout out to dad. Shout out to my wife, who literally went and saw what Declan was using for gear and bought me the same podcast kit. I think so I'd start talking to you guys instead of her.
Brilliant
here,
woman.
Go talk to your friends here.
Yeah, stop exactly.
Brilliant woman.
Shout out to my daughters. We could be walking through a mall and see a number 18 volleyball jersey, and they're both going to bust into a gritty, like right there on the spot. So I think I'm raising them right. Yeah. And, you know, last but not least, shout out to you guys. You know, this isn't state-run media. This is keeping it real. You guys are not the, you know, Score Dirty South Wing and a Prayer podcast. This is a top 10, you know, Apple, Spotify podcast. And I just really appreciate what you guys are doing for the Scolder community out there. I think you guys have awesome content and really appreciate the opportunity to interact with y'all.
Matt, thank you for the kind words, man. Glad we could have this this moment to talk Vikings and celebrate Justin Herbert's arrival in purple here soon. After June 1st, probably. All right, there he is. Matt, guest predictor. We'll get him on again sometime for sure. Hey, before we go through our final predictions and run through some of the latest reporting and speculation for Quarterback Watch 2024, hello to our friends at Quick Trip, Judd Zolgad.
Yep, and look at that. If you are watching this right now, look at all of the choices at Quick Trip. And have I told you that that Quick Trip is a great place to pick up everyday items? We're talking milk, we're talking bread, we're talking produce, especially when you don't want to bother with going to the grocery store. That's right, there's another alternative. It's quicker, it's easier. It allows more, you know what, if you want to go get gasoline as well, it allows you that freedom, and that is Quick Trip. Quick, easy, and they always offer great value. That is what our friends at Quick Trip do, so check them out, because they are your only draft choice when it comes to convenience stores. Convenience on a multitude of items.
Yeah. It's also lake season, Deck, so Aquaside can be your friend at the cabin.
Yes, it can. So yeah, when you get that dock in here, it's supposed to be warming up. I see 70s, I believe, in the forecast for next week, which is a great sign. So if you're getting up to the cabin, you're putting that dock in, and there's something gross at the bottom of that lake that wasn't there from the season before, call our friends at Aquaside. That can help you identify what's going on. That can help you get rid of that product, too. It's a do-it-yourself product with these Aquaside pellets, and these are safe products registered with the EPA and the DNR. So if you would like to figure out what the heck's going on at the bottom of that lake, call our friends at Aquaside. Shipping's free on their products, too. Go to aquaside.com to learn more.
And our friends at Nicolet Law, the exclusive personal injury law firm of Purple Daily. Nicolet Law knows that when you or a loved one gets injured, ordinary life can come to a stop. Things can get complicated. But that's where Nicolet Law comes in, to get you the compensation you deserve after an accident. If you've been injured, get Minnesota's local award-winning injury lawyers. Get Nicolet. Start your path to winning at NicoletLaw.com or give them a call at 1-855-NICOLET. Our guy, Russell Nicolet, who you see maybe on a billboard here or there if you're driving around, check him out. 1-855-NICOLET. Okay, final predictions.
Write this down.
Judd.
All right. Off of all of this Chargers, Herbert drafting a quarterback steam, I think at the end of the day, I think it won't happen because of all of the complications, but write this down, because I think something's going on for sure.
Yeah. People are dismissing it like it's dumb, and dude.
Well, on its face, it might be, but there's too much here. Like it's not made up. So there will be a credible report. I'll say by the end of the year. So like into the season, there'll be a credible report or tweet, but I off the record, I think it's going to be a story that the Chargers were in discussions of trading Justin Herbert at the draft and taking a quarterback. So I think once it's done, it's going to get out. Like there's details here that obviously we don't know. And like there's financial ways to get around things as well. Like that's the thing is, we just assume it's impossible. All of these teams employ brilliant mathematician types, basically, to run their cap, like Brzezinski, to figure stuff out. Now, in the end, I don't think it takes place, because I think it probably would just be too damn difficult. But I think we get a credible report by the end of the year, to quote Adam Schefter, that there was serious momentum towards a trade of Justin Herbert and the Chargers drafting a quarterback.
Yeah, it's like this like dismissal of it is, if you read the tea leaves, dude, like Harbaugh and Greg Roman, the offensive coordinator, they don't throw the ball. Like Greg Roman literally has ranked dead last in pass attempts half the years he's been an offensive coordinator.
And the other question then is, how much of this is Herbert potentially driving?
Could be. Yeah. Hey, I'm not really feeling this.
Yep.
I don't want to hand the ball off 150 times every game.
And it's the Los Angeles Chargers, too. Nice place to play, but it's not like a heritage franchise.
No, he's a West Coast guy, though.
Yeah.
So it's nice to be on the West Coast.
Yeah.
Okay, Declan.
All right, last prediction for me. Write this down. Bo Nix will not be drafted in the first round. One of these guys will fall. And saying Bo Nix is falling is probably even borderline, just because he's not obviously one of the sure first four guys off the board. But Bo Nix will not be a first round pick. I don't buy it. So I'll write it down.
Okay.
Write this down.
So I think J.J. McCarthy is the most likely quarterback for the Vikings. I wouldn't be shocked if the Commanders pull a 180. We talked about this week. But I'm going to make the prediction that the Vikings, they want Drake May. And we'll get to a report here in the last few minutes of the podcast that validates that. I'm going to say they get their guy. The Vikings get Drake May. I'm kind of hedging on a previous prediction where I believe I said J.J. McCarthy and maybe Michael Penix as a parlay. But what Kevin O'Connell said at that church Q&A, that I'm the quarterback killer and I have shot down guys that I think I'm protecting the organization from. I think it means on the flip side, if we see a guy that I love, we're going to make a play for him. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to say they get Drake May. That's my final prediction.
And that's where I think to bring two points together. That's where I think the steam about Kwesi potentially being in trouble is if he's the reason they don't trade up and they don't get May, and it might not even truly be his fault. He might be trying to be smart. But I think that's where there's a potential disconnect between O'Connell and Kwesi.
Weren't they at the Wolves game last night? Someone put a screenshot. Yep. They were just hanging out in the suite together. So it's not like there's animosity. I think they still like work well together, but it does feel like there's at least a contractual divide on the horizon.
Because the moment of truth though has not come yet though. Mm-hmm. I'm sure KOC's like, hey, I'll hang out with you all you want as long as you do what I want. But then Thursday comes and goes, and he goes in and knocks on the Wilf's door. He's in New Jersey first thing Friday. I didn't get my guy. What happened?
Fire his ass, Ziggy.
I did talk to Bailey Ober, the Twins, yesterday because he clarified he went to the same high school as Drake May for like only a year. And by the way, there's like a 6 year age. I think Bailey's like 26, 27.
Oh, okay.
Drake May's 21, but Bailey grew up and like played sports with Drake's older brothers. So he's been involved with the May family forever.
Yeah.
And I just picked his brain a little bit. And he said he's known obviously Drake since he was a little kid. He said the family's really close, really good family. He loves those guys. And Bailey still lives in North Carolina in the off season in Huntsville, where I believe that's where Drake May also went to high school and where the May family lives. So there's a little bit of a connection there between Bailey Ober, Twins pitcher, and Drake May.
So he didn't say he's a weirdo or anything.
No, he did not.
No red
flags. Was that Drake's first high school before he transferred?
Yeah. Yes.
Because McCowan thing, he transferred to play for him.
Yeah.
To play for McCowan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Interesting.
So are we done? Yeah, we made our predictions.
Yeah,
we're good. We're good. Okay.
Wow,
sorry.
Thanks, Judd. Sorry.
Yeah, there we go.
That's very good.
Write this down.
What's our schedule tomorrow?
What do we got tomorrow?
I never know the schedule. No, it's worse when I like start with the Twins.
When I email you like the seasonal schedules, you just like, you don't put that anywhere. You just delete them.
Oh no, I keep it, but they change.
but the bones of our each daily.
Oh
thing
right,
is
but I'm
much
very
the same.
Okay, yeah. okay. In my defense, though, because I do agree, but
change that.
In my defense, when Phil sends that day by day, I write the whole thing down, and then as we complete shows, I mark them off. So like the exact, it's just my ADD, I guess. So like the exact order of our shows is important.
Sure.
Which is sort of odd, but like that's my whole thing on schedule. Like I know what we're going to do, but the timing of the shows, I don't know why in my brain is important.
No, that's perfectly fine. Understandable. I sit here, I listen, I tally up, I tally spots on a notebook here. I make little one and two word jottings for, oh, Judd said this. I want to come back to that. So it's good to have a pen
in hand.
Okay, that's
what I'm saying. I'm not like totally just off my rocker. I am sort of, but it's also like, what's our exact? Because I mean, we got a lot right now, which is awesome. We got like seven things today.
This week's nuts. Good nuts. A good kind of nuts.
Oh, it's amazing. Yeah. And a shout out to, if you haven't, Flagrant Howls is on fire here with the Timberwolves being up 2-0. So if you're looking for Timberwolves content, your Timberwolves fix, Flagrant Howls, Apple, Spotify, and the Score North YouTube channel. Judd's Hockey Show had Bill Guerin, the Wild GM, on yesterday. The Twins are on fire. They're beating up Double-A White Sox at Target Field. So Dex is at Target Field on a regular basis with the Score North Twins Show, Tuesdays with Trevor Plouffe yesterday. Okay, a speed round of quarterback watch. Okay. 2024, gentlemen. We're going to do a 5-minute speed round here, starting with this nugget from Diana Rossini of The Athletic. The Vikings appear to have their sights set on Drake May and will be aggressive to move up. They have the ammunition in this year's draft and next year's, but will it be enough? If May is gone and McCarthy is on the board, could they fall into a bidding war with Denver to move up? That could be on the table as well. So she is saying with, and she's one of the top NFL insiders, and I know she has sources inside that Vikings building, and she is saying the Vikings have their sights on Drake May and will be aggressive in an attempt to move up. Can they pry New England? See, I think they can. I think New England's doing a great job of just building value for whatever their trade down is. And then they'll wind up with like extra picks and Michael Penix later.
Yep. And I think the Patriots also are going to get what they want. Like, I do think it's going to be a very, very substantial package. The only thing, and you alluded to this a little bit, Phil, the only thing is, what if, going back to Tom Pelissero's comment in late March about surveying team executives, and he identified that Washington might go with McCarthy? What right. happened? Like that?
Okay, if Washington goes anywhere other than Jaden Daniels, it kind of it
well, then I think the blows Patriots up a lot don't of trade the pick. I think that they might take Daniels at that point. But now May's there, so you can go up to 4 or 5. I mean, if Arizona doesn't, if Arizona's just like, we are taking a receiver, now you can get to possibly 5.
Yeah.
So like there's a chance that within, you know, the first, I don't know, hour of or less, the first 45 minutes of this draft tomorrow, when we're sitting at the Fillmore with the PD faithful, that this goes haywire.
Absolutely. And you can inject that right into my veins. Oh my God. Yeah. Okay.
In a good way.
Here's the other nugget here. From a friend of the show. It's been a while, but Charles Robinson used to be a regular on our old radio show on 1500 ESPN from Yahoo Sports. Sneaky good NFL insider. He's not going to be breaking everything, but when he gets something, it's oftentimes very ironclad.
Yep.
And he said, if the Patriots take Drake May at pick 3, the Vikings are comfortable standing down and taking quarterback Bo Nix at either 11 or 23. Here's the quote from Charles Robinson's piece. A very well-connected league source told Yahoo Sports, they firmly believe that if the Patriots take Drake May, who the Vikings have as their number one, the Vikings are comfortable standing down in trade talks and using one of the two first-round picks, either 11 or 23, to select Bo Nix. So if this is correct, it's kind of Drake May or bust as it comes to like trading up the board. If they don't get Drake May, then they would keep their two first-round picks and go like a different quarterback and a defensive player.
So I have a ton of respect for our guy Chuck. I've known Charles for a long time. He's absolutely outstanding, and I do not doubt for one second that he got this from a good source. But I got to wonder if it's a plant, because here's my thing. Is it Drake May or bust? Like if McCarthy is still a potential to trade up for,
maybe they smelled something that was a little off?
I mean,
the weird smiley face branded stuff just feels a little unsettling.
It's possible, but I find it hard to believe that when it comes to McCarthy, they'd be out totally. But this is not a fly-by-night reporter, so
yeah,
you got to at least take it seriously.
Yeah. So there's a couple just juicy quarterback watch nuggets presented in part by our friends at Medina Entertainment Center, by the way. This Saturday at the Medina, it's my old backyard, man. I grew up in that area. I love the Medina Entertainment Center.
It's great.
This Saturday at the Medina Entertainment Center, it's Trilogy, the ultimate tribute show featuring the music of Pink Floyd, Led Zeppelin, and The Doors. Tickets for Trilogy on sale now at MedinaEntertainment.com. Also, I believe we're giving away tickets on the Score North app, too. You can go and you get a register, and then you can click on the reward section, and you can register for tickets there. So Nice. All right, gentlemen, we have we'll get you the second episode today if we can track down our guy Randy in Cottage Grove, because he has correctly nailed several Vikings draft picks over the years. He just oddly has connections or a sense of what's going on. And then tomorrow we'll do kind of a mock draft roundup and a 7-round mock simulation with Thor Nystrom for Thursday in the morning. That'll drop like later in the morning. And then 7 o'clock at the Fillmore, which is sold out, but you can stream it live, the Purple Daily Draft Party, just before 7 o'clock Central Time on the Purple Daily YouTube channel. I am finally so here. Like, dude, I am
finally here.
I'm just walking around with just football music in my head.
Most the draft party is always fun. This is going to be off the charts.
It's going to be next level. Yeah. So, okay, that's the end of our Write That Down episode of Purple Daily. Be sure to check out the OG version of Write That Down over on the Mackie and Judd, Minnesota Sports with Mackie and Judd podcast feeds and the Score North YouTube channel. And we'll catch you guys for a little bonus episode later today as well. We just want the Vikings to win a Super Bowl before we die.